Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Following the news that came out regarding a pair of settlements with now former Kenai Peninsula Borough employees and Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce regarding a pair of settlements between two separate HR directors, the Kenai Peninsula Borough scheduled a last-minute assembly meeting Sunday afternoon regarding Pierce's resignation. One of the agenda items in question related to the disclosure of items discussed in an executive session held August the 23rd. Assembly President Brent Johnson read into record that the assembly went into executive session on that date to provide the borough attorney specific direction to participate in mediation and direction regarding mediation costs and settlement ranges.
The borough agreed to pay full mediation costs up to $10,000. The settlement ranges will not be disclosed because the disclosure could negatively impact borough finances and opportunity for early resolution of this matter. In an effort to avoid costs associated with the threatened lawsuit, the confidential mediation will attempt to reach a resolution of the reported violation of the borough's bullying, harassment, discrimination, and retaliation prevention policy. As part of a potential mediated resolution, Mayor Pierce was asked to consider submitting his voluntary resignation because a voluntary resignation could provide greater opportunity for pre-suit resolution of this dispute.
Allegations of harassment by Pierce were reported on July the 11th. No external complaint was filed in an administrative forum or a court of law, and because of it, the report was investigated as an internal confidential personnel matter under the policy. A law firm was hired to investigate the allegations, and later in July, they provided the reports to the borough attorney that corroborated the complaint and found them credible. Amidst this, Borough Mayor Pierce told KSRM he resigned so he could focus on his gubernatorial campaign.
I would be resigning my duties as mayor so that I could go run the gubernatorial race. It's hard to do both jobs simultaneously.
More details at RadioKenai.com. In the afternoon of Thursday, September the 8th, Kenai police officers attempted to arrest 40-year-old John S. Evans of Kenai at a residence near 5th Avenue in Kenai. According to a Kenai Police Department press release, Evans was being sought for failure to register as a sex offender and two outstanding Alaska State Trooper arrest warrants. Evans fled to his crawl space armed with a firearm in order to avoid arrest. Nearby residents on 5th Avenue that day were evacuated by arresting officers, in addition to part of the street being closed down during the incident. Additionally, the Alaska State Troopers Special Emergency Reaction CERT team responded to the scene to assist in the arrest of Evans. Officers negotiated with Evans for hours to try and secure his surrender until he no longer communicated with officers. When the Special Emergency Response CERT team eventually made entry and searched the home, they found Evans dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The body is being transferred to the Alaska State Medical Examiner's Office, and next of kin have been notified. No other information is known at this time. A man was medevaced by the Coast Guard from a cruise ship at the entrance of Gastineau Channel near Juneau. The response boat medium crew from Sector Juneau met the cruise ship Disney Wonder at about 9 p.m., took the ailing man aboard and brought him to Sector Juneau, where he was placed in the care of awaiting EMS personnel. According to a report, a passenger was experiencing disorientation and loss of consciousness.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.